it sounds so ominous.
I admit it takes exceptional people to do what we do.
Section 31 was part of the original Starfleet Charter.
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Well, Saturday brought to an end my marathon of Dungeons & Dragons gaming. I actually went with the intent of gaming with a bunch of friends that I play with online, some old friends when I lived in Boston and some from California, some from all over. And we played in 7 different 4-hour D&D slots in 3 days, which was a mighty lot of gaming, but it was a great time. But I made a point of leaving my Sunday free for one very, very, very important Star Trek event. And I end up losing to Dan. but I had a great time, made it to the finals for the Tribbles World Championships.
As regular listeners know, in San Diego, we end all of our tournaments with a round of or 5 of Tribbles, and it was very nice to end the weekend of stress with a fun Tribbles game. Although the last table there, it was a little stressful for me, but. We had 12 people show up, which is fantastic for Tribbles, let me tell you. We split up into 3 pods of 4, and the top 2 in each pod advanced to a final table, and the final table had a showdown of 5 rounds, and the best player won. No, did I say that? You can please edit that out. I meant the highest score won.
It was a lot like the NBA in that... at least half of the teams made it to the playoffs, but it was highly entertaining to see that 3 of the 6 people in the finals had learned to play that weekend.
Yes, well, it goes to show you that deck construction is just as important as playing the ability to play the game. There's a lot of luck involved, and thanks to everyone who came out. Do you remember the names of the people who were at? Well, let's see, there were.
Tim and Jenny.
Jenny,
who
right.
Were, friends of Franklin and Jeremy from the Bay Area in California.
Oh, very good. So they were in a pod with Franklin and Jeremy, and they advanced out. In our pod, it was me and you and Sean and
Dave.
Another Tim? Dave, right, Dave. It was me and you and Sean and Dave. Dave, the former, the last official world champion of Tribbles. And you and I made it out of that pod, and the other pod was about 3 San Diego people and the chairman, right, Charlie?
Yep, Charlie. Yep. And James and Whitney and Jesse.
Right, and Jesse and Whitney advanced out of that pod. So the 6 of us at the table, we played 5 rounds, and going into the last round, it was pretty much everyone had 100,000, and whoever went out won. And we couldn't have had a closer final. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a tight competition. It was really cool that it was that close. Nobody ran away with it. It was anyone's game right up to the end. Poisons were huge. Antidotes made a huge impact on it as well. There was one point at which I considered poisoning somebody just to play Kingmaker so that they would antidote for the win. And it turns out they would have had 100K antidote sitting on top, and that would have propelled him into the lead. That would have been funny. But I found particular humor in that Jeremy and Franklin convinced Tim and Jenny to play, loaning them decks and teaching them how to play, and then Tim and Jenny turned around and beat them in their first round pod, so neither of them made it to advance.
Yeah, I know Franklin did a lot of mathematical analysis on exactly what cards should be in the deck and how many cards should be in the deck. And so he put together, he helped, Jeremy hone the decks that they were going to play. And, this deck game is more luck than anything else. That's all I got to say. It was a fun time, and it was a great end to the weekend.
However, in the end, it was Dan who beat us all soundly in our first round game, who ended up taking it away in the finals and earning the title of 2009 Tribbles World Champion, for which I believe you received a triple.
I did. I got one of those, the ones that when you pet it, it goes. It's fantastic. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the one that they gave out at Comic-Con that you had to stand in the 8-hour line for. So it's a well-traveled tribble.
Yeah, awesome. And as with our usual tournaments here, it was they're always, tribbles is always a great way to end the day. And in this case, it was a great way to end the con. It was nice and low key, a lot of fun, and even getting soundly beaten, I had a great time. So,
well, we look forward to definitely playing tribbles again next year.
Yes, definitely. And I got to come home and say, everybody who has no idea what I'm talking about, yeah, I finished 5th in the world championships for the game I played in. So, you know, it wasn't a total loss.
I did pretty good. I entered into 2 tournaments, and I finished 1st and 3rd, first and third in both of them. So I think I'll retire with a very good record in the world championships. Well, one benefit, I think, of looking back at the weekend, I'm really excited to play Tui again because I didn't burn myself out playing in the world championship. So we've got a tournament a week from Saturday, and I'm looking forward to see what, you know, what comes out of this side of paradise. Who's bringing in, you know, who's going to net deck cards from worlds. It should be fun. The Klingons just made it, what an excellent showing. So I think I'll have to play something with very large ships, like, you know, Borg.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Definitely glad didn't completely burn out playing in Worlds, and now we're ready to continue playing.
And actually, if I'm not mistaken, this is our last tournament before the league starts. We're finally syncing up with the World Championship Trek League, so we will be we'll be in line, and we'll be able to compare our league leaders with everyone else.
Well, that's just about all of our Star Trek wrap-up that we have for Gen Con. We did get a chance to see some other things that were on the floor, actually. There were some great new demos going on for new games. The aforementioned Dominion. I picked up the new Killer Bunnies expansion for the second game, Journey to Jupiter.
Excellent.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I believe... James Whitney picked up a new game that we thought was a lot of fun. I would have grabbed a copy if it hadn't sold out, called, and I've already forgotten it.
Word on the Street. It's kind of like Scrabble for people who aren't good at Scrabble.
It's a cheap, fun, easy party game. Definitely recommend checking it out. Was there anything else you played that you thought was pretty cool?
I played Hackmaster, and if you've ever played a role-playing game, like Hackmaster before, it's kind of like it was based on the old school D&D before 3rd edition, before 4th edition, and they went back and remade it with a couple rules tweaks, so they kind of made it their own. They're not really copying anything anymore, and it was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to inflicting it on the local player group down here.
As always, Gen Con, very rewarding. Always nice to see what new is coming out, both in the games that we already play and find some new ones, because you can never have too many games, really.
I wanted to thank everyone that I met at Gen Con. David Cook, the guy with White Star, and Amber was there, and just all kind of, I got to see Brad, I got to see Charlie, I got to see just all the folks that you see online and you see on the forums. It's great to be able to finally match a face to him. Neil, and I didn't really talk to Neil very much, but now I know what he looks like. John and everyone who was there at Braxton, fantastic. It's, if nothing else, it's worth going and you know, socializing in person with all these people that we just chat with online.
Yes, I completely agree. It was fantastic seeing everybody that we see online, chat with, and who are listeners. It was very unsettling for us, actually, but in a good way, to be standing in line and be chatting about something or other, and have a few of our listeners from behind us recognize our voices and say hello, and we got to talk to them and chat some more about Star Trek, which was great. So it was great meeting some of our listeners, and we hope the rest of you will continue to listen to the show as we plan for next year's Gen Con and say hi to us then. In the meantime, keep on listening. That's all the intelligence we have for now, but we will have more, we promise. On behalf of our producer, Matt, we want to give our customary shout-out to Warp 11 for their kick-ass theme song, I Am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to choose your path, boldly go, and as always, expand your power in the universe. Section 30.